Odyssey celebrates Veterans Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Why do witches fly on brooms? I don't know. Why do they, Kennedy?
Ho, ho.
Happy Halloween.
Ho, ho.
Less traffic, Carson, is the answer. Less traffic.
Good gas mileage.
Paranormal stories. Our good friend Tom, the cleaner, had a haunting experience with your father-in-law. What happened, Tom?
So my father-in-law passed away a couple of years ago, and I was actually there when he fell in the bathroom. 8 hours later, he passed away. So I have the same massage woman I've been to for 10 years, and I went to see her about 2.5 months after. And she's giving a massage, and she's just fumbling and pausing, and I'm like, I finally go, what's up? And she goes, did your father-in-law pass away? And I go, what? Like, how do you know that? She goes, oh, he's standing right next to me. And I said, I'm sorry, what? And the last things that he wanted was popsicles, fudgicles, grape soda, all these strange things that he never had. So she said, he's standing next to me saying the word popsicle and wanted to thank you for being there for him the last moments of his life. And I'm like, okay, this massage is over.
I was going to say, while you're under the sheet with nothing on, I mean, that's an awkward space for him to show up. But
is your massage therapist also a medium?
I found out that she is, yes. Yes, she just started doing it. It just came to her, but wow. I was floored.
Wow, that is so cool. But boundaries, though. Dad, boundaries.
Diane from West Boylston has a daughter. When she was a toddler, used to talk to a woman, I guess, who lived there. You know, you talked about kids being able to see things we can't
see. Yeah.
So what's the story? What happened?
Good morning. So backstory, I bought my house from a woman named Esther. She and her husband were the only people that had ever lived there. They built it themselves. Her husband had died years before, and then she was going into a nursing home, so they sold the house, and I bought the house. A few years later, my daughter was a toddler, and she had an imaginary friend. And she would tell me, Mom, Grandma wants to dance. Turn on the music so I can dance with Grandma. Or my dogs would bark, and she would say, Grandma hates the Beagles. And she would just talk about Grandma, her imaginary friend, for about a week and a half to 2 weeks. And then one day she came up to me. I was sitting on my bed, and she said, Mom, Grandma's with the fairies now. And I said, oh, that's fun. She's flying around. Have fun flying. I didn't think much of it because it's her imaginary friend. And a few days later, I found out that Esther, who had owned the house before, died on Thursday. And that's the day that she told me Grandma was with the fairies now.
So I had known. Oh, my gosh.
Yes. Well, it gets a little bit crazier. I had known some of the family members, so I contacted them, told them what had happened, and instead of them being creeped out about it, they thought that was incredible. So they asked if I would bring her to the wake. And so I went to the wake with her, and we walked in, and immediately when she saw the casket, she said, Mom, why is Grandma in the dead box?
I don't like it. I don't like it.
We're meddling with powers we don't understand.
I don't like this anymore.
I love it so much. Keep them coming.
We are never doing this again.
Yes, we are.
Rachel's from Wakefield and lived in a caretaker's quarters of an old mansion. What happened?
Oh, that's spooky.
Yeah, so I spent like half my childhood living in this 22-bedroom mansion out in the Berkshires that was built by this rich family for their daughter who was sick. And we lived in the caretaker's quarters. And I lived there, I was like 6 to 12 years old. And these things would happen that would just like make no sense other than that the girl who the house was built for, who died in the house, she was there. Like you could just tell. Like we would sometimes late at night, we would be in, you know, my sister's bedroom, and her bedroom was right outside this door that led to the servant's
back staircase, and we'd often hear footsteps up and down the back staircase. In the great hall, there was a servant's hallway that went behind the great hall, and we had this golden retriever that I would have him running, chasing me through the back hall, and then as soon as we got to the hall behind the great hall, he would, like, pump his brakes and start whimpering. He would absolutely never go down that back hallway. And sometimes the lights would go out, and my dad would go to head to the basement to change a fuse, and the lights would come back on. And my favorite room in the library was the library. It was beautiful. It had cathedral ceilings, all these hand paintings. It was just amazing. And you'd often feel like somebody was behind you. You'd feel a breeze from nowhere. Like, it was crazy. And
wow.
I'm a firm believer, for sure. For sure.
What a cool story. Thank you for sharing.
Don't put your kids in the servants' quarters of an old mansion. That's how you get ghosts.
That's how you get to live in a really fancy house and not have to pay for it. Mm-hmm. I don't know what you're talking about.
I still can't get over Grandma in the dead body box.
It's a good name for it. Says what it is.
I don't like this.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Odyssey celebrates Veterans Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.